It's Riverside.
Leader Kim Jong-un says he's interested in another summit with President Trump.
Now, the North Korean leader made the remarks in a speech to the country's People's Assembly. He says he wants to see a new approach to resolving the diplomatic deadlock, and he warns that any breakdown in talks could lead to tensions rising again.
Fox's Kitty Logan. President Trump today tweeted his support for another summit. A powerful storm system in the south spawning a tornado in Franklin, Texas that injured a dozen people and caused significant damage to a number of homes.
Tornado conditions currently are prevalent as we've got tornado warnings underway, and this has been sweeping across this region. We'll continue to do so. This is going to continue to track to the north and off towards the east as this system moves. So watch it eventually lift up into the Mississippi River Valley and then farther to the north.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. This is Fox News.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side, at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender, loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our focus is on the severe weather threat, which begins in the overnight hours here in Alabama, unfortunately. For tonight, some widely scattered storms possible. Then later tonight, in the overnight hours, possibly as early as 1 a.m. in the far western counties, and then spreading eastward during the pre-dawn hours, in through the morning, and then finally into East Alabama around lunchtime or thereabouts. The threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and tornado. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet and next to you during the night, so it will give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Also, make sure that your weather radio is in the alert mode so it can wake you up in the middle of the night as well. Stay weather aware and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, nice and chilly in here too. High atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, once again it's time for Clearing the Air. This is the original, the best, the original Clearing the Air version. Saturday night version. Full strength, everything. The only show in the River region dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, to be perfectly honest with you. A man who's struggling against a bioweapon that the powers that shouldn't be term Morgellons disease. Welcome to the program. With me in this endeavor on this original Clearing the Air program on a Saturday night, beautiful Saturday night too, I might add, is the postman, my co-host, a man who's probably forgotten more than I will probably ever learn.
No, I doubt that too.
Oh, come on now. You're a very intelligent man. One of the smartest people I've ever met. Thank you. Thank you for being here, postman.
Oh, good to be here, Terry.
Yeah, and it's so funny because Connie was pinging off something that you've talked about so many times. I forget what that's called. I can't think tonight. I apologize.
The Zodiac.
The houses of the Zodiac and the time and...
Right.
And it's just amazing how the more we go along, the more things begin. They all start to come back to stuff that you have said or I have said. They're all coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher, right here. And I love it. I'm not an I told you so person, but I got to be honest. I get some satisfaction, you know, when people start figuring the stuff out that I have already figured out. It makes me feel good.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at the whole scheme of things, a race of people... Mm-hmm. That's installed on this planet, or that ascends to a certain level.
There you go.
They only last about 2.5 cycles. After that, there's an ascension, or there's a cleansing or destruction.
What determines who takes their place? The ascension or the destruction? That's the question. How do we know who's going to come after the ones the Luciferian psychopaths now?
You mean the leaders?
Yes.
Well, it's...
Or is it going to be the same old, same old, same old, same old?
No, it's not. And the reason why I said it is because they were given roughly 3 cycles to rule the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Or to rule as reality. And they screwed it up so bad. Because they're... because of their greed, mm-hmm. and because of their ineptness, and you can say they're extremely smart. Yeah, they are, but they're not a prime creator. They're not God.
No, they're anti-God, in my opinion.
Right.
But it's so funny you say that, because this is what I had written for my opening. What is going on in the world these days? It seems to me that the Luciferian psychopaths that are running this world are pulling out all the stops to implement the agenda of their master. No longer do they care about hiding it. No longer do they go out of their way to conceal their disgustingly dark, an evil agenda. It's now out in the open for all to see. Now, what I'm getting at with this is it's like they're on a schedule and they're running out of time. So now they're just throwing caution to the wind. They no longer care if we know what they're in favor of. Killing of children after they're born, abortion. They don't care that we know that anymore. They're throwing it out there. It's like they can't get this stuff out there fast enough. And now I'm hearing that this presidential candidate that's a homosexual, they're claiming that his husband's going to be his secret weapon. You know, they're just throwing it in our faces. Everything that's an abomination before God, they're actively promoting it, and they don't care that we know anymore. They're in a hurry. It's like they're about to miss their boat, so to speak. Am I wrong?
No, you're no, you're not. They made it perfectly clear what do they want to do. They made it perfectly clear about their agenda, but you know they're just making a last stand because they will be removed.
That's perfectly stated. I like that. A last stand. So they're all at their little, whatever the name of that place was down in Texas, Alamo.
Yeah.
They're all huddled up in there getting ready, knowing that they're not going to make it.
Or OK Corral, or what you want to call it.
There you go.
Whichever one you want to call it.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. Cowboy reference. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the point I'm trying to make here is that there seems to be a feeling of in a big hurry about all of this. It's happening so fast, it makes me think there's a timetable, and they're way behind schedule of their timetable. Perhaps an ELE, extinction level event, is on the calendar, and they know about it, and them alone know about it, and they're pulling out the stops to prevent us from knowing about it. Okay, Postman's nodding his head, yes. That's the feeling I'm getting. It's like they desperately want to get this country and this world in a specific anti-God position before this thing hits. Maybe I'm wrong. Is it the Planet X? Is it Yellowstone? Is it D, all of the above?
Well,
oh my God, that's going to cause Yellowstone to go up, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about early, you know, before we even came on air.
Yeah.
And all of it's, tell you the truth, all of it is tied to the sun.
Because it's an ascension.
Or the like of a really, really potent, powerful sun right now. Right now it's what they call a Maunder minimum, and it just started a cycle. As a matter of fact, this is the 25th cycle. It just went in 2019, mm-hmm. And if you count back, what is that? 25 times 11. It goes 11 in your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
They've been tracking it ever since 1744.
Wow.
Yeah. But
wow.
But I mean, and references are throughout the Bible. And throughout the book of Enoch about this, and Satan actually talked about, you know, he was made from the fire, yes, of the first sun cycle, the very first one. Think about that. That was billions of years ago.
Exactly, and that explains why he despises us. We're made from dirt, and here he is made of fire, and he's told he's got to bow down to us. That ain't going to happen.
And I'm really interested to see. When our sun wakes back up again, what it does, and what happens?
So it's basically in status. It's,
yes, it is. It is.
That's why we have the sun simulator and all that.
Exactly.
Stuff.
That's why its power has receded now, and they've actually got some technology up there that's actually tracking the sun as it passes, you know, through the sky daily.
Yeah.
The chemtrails and all the rest of the stuff that's in the atmosphere, it actually helps block the transiting planets that eclipse the sun daily. And in order for it to eclipse the sun, Terry, those planets got to be between our uh-huh. orbit and the sun. It's got to be uh-huh. between us and the sun.
Uh-huh. That's the only way it can eclipse.
Exactly.
It. That's right.
And
oh,
as it showed it on the videos last week that
uh-huh.
we
South Carolina,
right? Uh huh. Now, and keep in mind, I just can't forget the fact that since 2008, these things were showing up like the size of a ballpoint pen on a camera.
Tiny.
You know, really, really tiny. And there you could count them out. There were like seven to eight, you know, bright dots on the satellite.
Uh-huh.
And that was 2008. I mean, think about how long that's been. That's been almost 11 years.
Yeah.
And now, they're as big as a supermoon.
Oh, dear God, they're here.
But the technology that they've got, it reflects the sunlight, the actual visual light that we see in, the visual range that we see in,
mm-hmm.
the red, yellow, blue, green range, it reflects it back out in the space. And the only thing you can see is a faint image of a transiting orb or planet. That's all you can see, but it's there, and the fact that they actually rotate like they do, you know, while they're moving, and the actual sun also casts a shadow on that image. Those are real planets, folks.
Oh my God, and they're
in between us and the sun.
Yeah. You know, I'm sitting here looking at an article from Glenn Kennedy, "The Blinking Black Sun Seen Around the World." Oh, my. Yeah, here we go. This is going to be interesting. So all the non-believers out there, boy, you're going to be in for a huge surprise.
And when it wakes up, when it actually wakes up, the actual energy that comes from the sun will actually, it'll take the negative beings out.
So basically, they're taking advantage. Is the sun naturally in stasis at this point?
Yes, it is, because it's in a what to call a Maunder minimum.
Okay.
Or it's in the 25th cycle.
So obviously they know this.
Yeah,
that's
they
why they're trying to get as much done while it's like it is now, because it's not going to affect them negatively. But once it comes
out, once it wakes up, it'll come back in 2020.
Oh wow, that's why they're in such a big hurry.
It'll fire back up, because there hadn't been any sunspots. Almost all the first part of this year, there hadn't been any sunspots.
I haven't seen any. I haven't heard any. Usually it's a big deal, but I haven't heard anything.
And part of last year, when it just before it went into the 25th cycle.
Wow. Let's hit this. Go ahead and hit this break. It's 3 minutes. Listen, clearly, we'll be back.
Face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. Are we done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Right now at the Home Depot, you'll save up to 35% off appliance special buys, like a GE Appliances top load washer and dryer pair with deep clean and deep rinse options, a reliable heavy-duty agitator, and 4 precise water levels, just $478 each. Wash, dry, save, repeat. Today is the day for doing. With Spring Black Friday savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer, extra see store for details, valid through April 17th.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. It's interesting, when I remember to cut the mics off, we have some very interesting conversations talking about, you know, UFO sightings are through the roof. This Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever you choose to call this big hairy critter, they're through the roof. This, what did you call that thing, New Jersey Devil or something?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. What is that exactly? Do you know what it, or what are they claiming they're seeing?
That creature is a... is one of those Baphomet type creatures.
Oh my God!
He is, you know, because from description and from the actual drawings, that's exactly what he looks like.
That ain't good. Wow, wow.
To me, he's a how can I put it? He's in the reptilian hybrid line. But it's like he's crossed with a farm animal. That's what it looks like. A horse or a goat or something.
Almost and, like something the Nephilim came up with.
Right. That's what he looks like. But he's cloven hoof, just like a
goat.
I wouldn't say like a goat. Kind of like a... Well, actually, a goat does have a split hoof, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's got a split hoof, and it stands on two legs, and it has wings. It had wings just like an imperial reptilian.
My dear God. You know, if you think about it, you got an animal that can fly, then you've got an animal that can traverse rocky terrain with the hooves. He stands on 2 feet. He's more mobile. Oh, my God. Maybe this is just something they came up with.
You know? And he's got horns just like a goat.
Jesus. Wow. So this guy's running loose in New Jersey?
Yeah, it's in the pine forest.
My dear God. I bet those people are freaking out.
And the story has it that this creature was tied to Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin?
Yes. Yes.
How could it be tied to Ben Franklin?
Because he was into it. People don't know this, but he was into the occult. He was into it.
I knew he was into French women.
Right, he was into a lot more than that.
He was into a whole lot of stuff,
and he was into alchemy too. And there was an incident in the area, you know, where he lived, pretty much Philadelphia region.
Uh-oh. And he was conjuring, wasn't he?
Well, you can say that, but I think this actual event happened in the Maryland region, because of what a pine forest is. Yeah, Maryland, New Jersey, all that.
Yeah.
And, of course, he could have migrated there also. But there was a certain particular female that he had a relationship with.
He'd laid with her.
Most likely. And she was married at the time.
Uh-oh.
And the lady came up pregnant.
Uh-oh.
And what the lady had was this thing.
Huh?
I kid you not.
That's the, this, oh, okay.
She had one just like that.
She gave birth to one of
these things. Yeah, gave birth to one.
Good Lord. Wow. I'm sitting here looking at something called the Babylon Observer, believe it or not. And it's talking about Ben Franklin, and when they went through his estate, they dug up bodies of children that had been dissected, sawn, or cut. That's not good. Yeah, he was into a lot of stuff, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was.
Man, you know, Postman, it was like a wake-up call to me when I realized the media was treasonous and corrupt and had an agenda. And I've said many times on this show, I wonder if that goes back to 1963, but what if this goes back to the very beginning, all the newspapers from the very beginning were telling us what they were told to tell us?
Yes.
What if our founding fathers were all in the occult? And that's why D.C.'s laid out the way it is.
Yeah. They were. I mean, you can look at who they laid DC out to.
I know
it was the whole ceremony is a dedication to Baal.
Uh-huh.
That's who they dedicated it for.
It makes me think, so has Baal always been our real God to this country, and God was just the people's God, while Baal was the government's God?
Well, you can say that, or the leader's God, you know, because they've been doing this, you know, let me put it this way. Ever since that illegal grafting, you know, the one I told you about, you know, not going into detail about it, that illegal grafting was done pre-flood.
Uh-huh.
It was after Adam, but it was pre-flood.
Uh-huh.
And when that man was put on this planet, that man didn't have no soul. He didn't have a soul.
The soulless.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's just... America seems to be the key to everything, doesn't it?
It is.
I really believe the Vatican has been given hands off to America, which most people don't realize. The nations that were here in this country, the Indians, they had a constitution, they had a government, they had a president. You know, the way that the media has always portrayed the Indians was, you know, they were savages, barbarians, they would scalp you, they didn't understand the white man's ways, you know, they were just... They deserve to be conquered, is the way it's always been portrayed in your typical John Wayne Western. When you start looking at what the true nature was, we copied their constitution when we wrote our constitution. That's a fact. They had a president. We essentially invaded and took over this country.
And, I mean, give us some thought. Back in the late 1700s, early 1800s, I mean, it was okay to marry Indian women. It was okay to adopt Indian children, you know. And over half the population here now, I would probably about three-quarters of the population, you know, has either Indian Creek, Cherokee, Blackfoot, or Navajo. It's a mix.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Wow. What'd you think about Assange being they threw him under the bus, the president down there did.
Well, if he's extradited to the United States, this could be an opportunity for him to actually testify. If they'll let him testify on under oath and show slides of all the all the texts and all the all the information that was intercepted, you know. And he could actually put them away the information he has, all these people could be executed.
Oh, my God. What if this is all a setup? What if this was a setup by Trump to have this done to get him here
that very purpose?
For all those sealed indictments.
You had never thought about that?
So just now.
Yeah. I thought about it as soon as they caught him.
I didn't. The only thing I could think, because I know that he'd been looking into some crooked dealings. The original president, the one that made a deal with the Ecuadorian president that made a deal with him to stay there, you know, he's out of power. This new dude who was his vice president came in, and Assange released some documents showing how he was hiding $4.1 million of the people's money through his son's, you know, offshore account. And I think that's why he threw him under the bus. But maybe this was all a setup to get him here, because he's got the evidence.
Because you remember during the campaign, Donald Trump says WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
Yeah, and now he's saying, who's WikiLeaks? He's playing dumb. Oh, my God. Maybe this is... That's hope porn, man.
There's something afoot.
It's hope porn. It ain't going to happen. There's no way. Do you really think the Luciferian psychopaths that run this world would allow this to happen?
Look, the Book of Enoch says that the wicked will be removed. They're leaving here. They're leaving. And all the ones that are in these underground facilities, these caverns, we're going to have to root them out. And as a matter of fact, I got some information last week about the first influx of angelics that came in 1998 that set up the actual defense grid around our solar system. They've set it up, and their task is done. That was all they were supposed to do, and set up the negotiations, you know, for our ascension. or our shift, our change.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
our awakening.
All this stuff sounds so crazy to some of you people out there in radio land and listen to me. But
you just wait.
But I mean, just wait, folks. I mean, God is who He is. He's got emissaries that work for Him. You know.
Yep.
The angelic forces work for Him. The ones that are that are with Him on the mount. They work along with Him, and the terrestrial beings that inhabit thousands of planets throughout this whole galaxy.
Yeah, think about how big that structure is.
Think about how big. I mean, the galaxy is split in four quadrants: the Alpha Quadrant, Beta Quadrant, Delta Quadrant, and the Gamma Quadrant. It's split in four quadrants, and from there it's split into sectors. And from what I hear, it's 3,600 sectors in this whole galaxy, and He has emissaries in every one of those sectors. I mean, give us some thought. And this thing is vast, and He creates a network for transportation. You know, to go from to and fro in it. And it just so happens, you know, that He created the central suns, you know, for that. And our sun is one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a connector. It's pretty much our intergalactic or interdimensional superhighway. That's all it is.
Wow.
That's all it is.
All right, let's, I hate to kill the mood here, but let's hit this bottom of the hour break. This is Clear in the Air. We'll be back in five agonizingly long minutes.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side, at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender, loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is, if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
It's time to charge into summer with a healthier lifestyle. Being healthier is easy, even fun. That's why the YMCA of Greater Montgomery is hosting Healthy Kids Day Saturday, April 27th from 10 to noon. Tons of games and activities, fun at the pool, canoeing, archery, healthy giveaways, and more. And the best part? It's free. Each center will be offering something different. See details at ymcamontgomery.org. Join the Greater Montgomery Area YMCA on Healthy Kids Day with no joining fee for 1 day only. That's a savings of up to $100, all YMCA of Greater Montgomery locations. Plus, there's no registration fee for summer camps and childcare on Healthy Kids Day. Have fun being healthy with the YMCA of Greater Montgomery. Visit your neighborhood YMCA today and make plans to join the fun on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to noon. Be healthy and have fun doing it. Healthy Kids Day. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our focus is on the severe weather threat, which begins in the overnight hours here in Alabama, unfortunately. Or tonight, some widely scattered storms possible. Then later tonight, in the overnight hours, possibly as early as 1 a.m. in the far western counties, and then spreading eastward during the pre-dawn hours, in through the morning, and then finally into East Alabama around lunchtime or thereabouts. The threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and tornado. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet and next to you during the night, so it will give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Also, make sure that your weather radio is in the alert mode so it can wake you up in the middle of the night as well. Stay weather aware and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
And the walls came down, indeed, indeed, indeed. You know, that was all a setup from what I've been reading. There's some good quotes out there from the Soviet president at the time when the walls in, what is it, Perestroika, or whatever they call it.
Perestroika, yes.
Yeah, that was all a setup. At least the quote that he did to the House or whatever controls Russia then, he told them, don't be worried, this is all a setup. You know, we're going to let the Americans bail us out. And that's exactly what they did. Why does nobody ever talk about that? Now, why is Russia, once again, they're our enemy, when we're the ones that got them off their feet and back again? You know, because maybe, just maybe, all of this is a bunch of BS. It's all designed. They all contact. They're in contact with one another. They all know what each other's doing. And all of this is a setup in order to keep the funding coming for the military-industrial complex, for their space programs and stuff. That way, the people will never find out what they're really doing up in space. They'll just think, well, we have to do this to keep the Russians from invading us. What if all this is a setup? You got to wonder, man. I do. I guess you don't have to, but I certainly wonder.
Of course, you and I already know, you know, they're supposed to be talking about the Russian agenda right now. They're supposed to be, you know. And you know what the next agenda is. So,
yeah, the alien agenda.
Right, it's the alien agenda.
Yeah, that's right. That's Carol Rosen. That's what Wernher von Braun kept making her recite so she would remember.
Yeah, and they're following to the letter.
They really are.
Yeah.
And they're all following biblical, it's all following the biblical timeline. It's amazing what's happening right now. We are in a very amazing time frame, folks, whether you know that or not.
Yeah, all you got to do is follow the stuff that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And look for the signs in the heavens, you know, because they are there. And because, you know, Jesus said, you don't know when it's time. All you got to do is look to the heavens, look at the signs. Look at the signs in the sun, yes. Moon, and the stars.
People still don't look up.
Yeah.
And especially Christians, man, you ought to be looking up every minute of the day. You know, redemption draws nigh. Keep looking.
It's there.
I know.
And honestly, I've said this on the program before, but our destruction is going to come from up there, and our help is going to come from up there.
Spiritual battle will be raging. I think it's already raging. We just can't. It's starting to pierce the veil and come into our dimension.
Right. And since the sun has died down, there's some really, really crazy stuff going on. I mean, that web matrix is showing in some places, you know.
What do you mean, web matrix?
The actual grid how it looks.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I've seen pictures of that. That's wild.
And it actually, you know what it looks like, Terry?
Tell me.
It looks like the net, that net, exactly like that Ethernet, because that's on a dollar bill. It's in the background of a dollar bill. It's that same net.
Oh, like, yeah, 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 like the big fishing net, and it's stretched.
Right. Uh-huh. It looks exactly like that.
It's showing, what's the word I'm looking for, where you put things, perception, where, you know, the things further away, you slant it
perspective.
Back to it. Perspective, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's the word I couldn't, I know what you're talking about now.
It
you're
looks exactly
right.
Like it.
Yet another clue on our Federal Reserve notes. Doesn't surprise me. You know, there's a hidden owl on this note, too.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. Owls are not good. Owls represent Moloch and some of the other Canaanite pagan deities. Yeah, well, if you don't mind, Postman, I got a little rant I want to go on. I can't help it. You know how I am. With what's going on in this world these days, it seems to me... Well, never mind. I did that one already. Let's do another rant, because I had one that when I posted some images earlier and I got some interesting feedback. What infuriates me about people is they're quick to jump on anyone who dares challenge what they believe to be true. Yet, these self-proclaimed masters of knowledge won't even go to the trouble to check and see if what's presented to them is factual. What I'm talking about, I bet you if I were to ask one of the many skeptics who said the images I posted this morning were simply leaves or shadow leaves, if I were to ask them why they believe that to be the case, if they were truthful, they would say something along the lines of, because I know that things like that don't exist. Or two, well, things like that that don't exist won't be in the trees. Well, how do they know that? How do they know they don't exist, and how do they know they aren't in the trees? Did they actually look? No, of course not. Did they take a spotting scope and a cell phone like I did and actually film the top of a tree? And I could answer that. No, they didn't. They just feel like they just know, because they've always just known. Folks, this world's in flux. There is no telling what's going on. There's no telling what long-established rules that have long governed science and technology have been disrupted at this point. There's some strange stuff going on. All the various laws of electronics. You know, Jason and I talk about this all the time. Why can't you take three electric motors or four electric motors, take a pulley around all four of them and connect them, let three of them generate power to run the one? Why would that not work? Well, there's an electricity law that says you can't do that. Well, has anybody tried lately? Maybe you can now. Who knows? But I think we need to be actively pushing the boundaries and see what we're capable of doing now. Because so much has changed, maybe that's one of the things that's changed.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, and it's going to get... Well, can I say worse or better? Which one?
Depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, depends on how you look at it.
It really does.
And it's going to change, and it's going to change in the ether first, folks. And the ether is what affects us.
Yep.
And that's where the actual power that comes in, that our bodies has to convert into energy. You know, so we can do what we do.
And you know, Postman, the tragic thing about that is people that have tried to bring the ether to the forefront and explain to people what it is and how we can use it, they basically were character assassinated, imprisoned, and the world believes that they're quacks.
But that's about to change.
I sure hope so.
And it's and what we're talking about is directly related to this little presentation that I want to make on the sun, explaining exactly what it is, and it goes along with what Frank and I have been talking about all the while.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frank says he had some stuff he wanted to share with us too, and I can't wait for that phone call. 272-9228 if you want to call, folks. I'll try to be a little better about phone calls when I'm not really pushed on information to share with you. It's a lot easier for me to take phone calls, and with Postman here it's easier too. So 272-9228 if you wish to call. If you get a chance, please look at the images I posted on our official Clear in the Air Facebook page. I'm looking at some right now, and it's mind-blowing what I'm seeing. You know, you choose to believe what you want to believe. You know, I see what I see, and if you can't see it, that's fine. You know, that's you. Sometimes I wish I didn't see what I see, but I can't unsee it. I can't unknow what I know. I can't unhear what I've heard. It's there. I see it. I don't know what they are, but they're there. There's something here. Oh, we got a phone call already. Well, that didn't take long. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Terry?
It is.
Terry, this is Jason from Prattville.
Hey, Jason from Prattville.
I have a couple things.
Okay, go ahead.
The Jersey Devil has been described as the historic version of an imp.
Wow.
Like a miniature devil.
Wow.
Stands anywhere from 4 feet to 7 feet tall. Some say he has a cape and a hood. Others say that's his wings. And he jumps. They have the one of the historic records says that he jumped 35 feet.
Whoa.
From the ground to a rooftop, left hoof prints outside of a woman's window, and then jumped back down. And that was verified by three different sources.
Yes, I remember that.
Wow.
I remember looking at that.
Wow.
Second thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Baltimore, which was named for Lord Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
The actual translation of his name means Dark Woods of Bale.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. It is from Gaelic.
Wow.
Moral is a thick wood or dark woods.
Yeah.
And the Balti is Bale.
Wow.
Thought I'd throw that in there for you to give you some more fun stuff to think about.
Great information. Thank you so much, Jason.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, man. That was a great call.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, I'm sitting here looking at some of these images of this thing, and this looks like, could this possibly be what I saw on my neighbor's roof?
It could very well be possible.
It's got the wings. Here's one. Here's a real picture of one.
That is a weird-looking thing, isn't it?
It's creepy-looking, man.
You see how long it is? It's like a horse face, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's got the Rick Ocasek long face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. Huh. Red eyes. Jesus, man. This thing's wild-looking. Who knows? There's no telling what's here now, you know? One of my favorite documentaries to watch, I don't know if you've ever seen it, was a BBC documentary called The Friendship Case, where these in the 50s, these Italians ran across these extraterrestrials who looked just like us, except one was maybe a third bigger and one was a third smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys lived in caverns under the ground that they made by eliminating the air from the soil and making these caverns. They lived under there. Really cool story. And they had all kind of images of the craft these guys flew in and stuff. I mean, it's very compelling. But the interesting thing about that story is he was talking about, the interviewer was asking this Italian dude, he said, well, did they ever ask for anything? He goes, well, yeah. They asked for industrial quantities of aluminum, barium, and strontium, which are the three main ingredients in chemtrails. So what is it about aerosols that these aliens, do they need that to maybe to come to our dimension from their dimension? Do they need that to shield their craft? I mean, why do they need those three ingredients?
They need that to be able to occupy. I mean, think about it.
Need that what?
They need that to be able to occupy here because you got to understand something, that can't any being from any part of the galaxy or any interdimensional being can't come here to Earth and live in the air, in the sunlight like we do.
Because they're not accustomed to it?
Their DNA is not coded to Earth, nor is it encoded in the sun. It'll reject it.
I got you. So they have to have some kind of medium to
allow
them to stay.
It's got
to
be altered, yes. Kind of like if you ever seen the picture Predator.
I'm sorry, I haven't. You knew that was coming.
That creature wears a mask, and he looks part reptilian and part bird, you know, because he has feathers, you know, on his on the side of his face, and
wow.
And it kind of looked like a braids that he have on his head, but it's kind of like a big mop that he has on his head. He has to mix what looks like carbon monoxide gas or carbon dioxide gas with the air, so he can breathe.
Ah, okay.
He can't. It's hard for him to breathe just pure air.
Because he's not. That's not what he was made to do.
No, it's not what he's made to do. And the same thing with these reptiles. That's why they live underground. And there's two things. It's the air in the sunlight, which they can't which they can't take.
Right.
Yeah. They can't take it. It's just like Anunnaki when he first came here 450,000 years ago. Their DNA is not coded into the sun, nor does Earth welcome them and nurture them like any other being.
That what you just said really rings true to me. Nurture. So in other words, when God, the Creator, refurbed this planet, He made it specifically, like you said, it's a fifth, sixth generation.
It's a seventh dimensional galactic ascension machine.
Okay, there you go. I can't even remember that. And He made it specifically to raise our frequency to get us back.
Right.
Over time.
Right. When it was refurbed, it used. This planet used to be loaded with different types of beings, mostly reptoids.
You talking about the Tiamat era?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Shakar. Those are the serpent gods. The Shakar.
I've heard that name. Huh. Shakar. Yeah, that name. I've heard it somewhere. I just don't know where. Shakar. And doesn't that have something to do with
that's the elite. That is the
Thank
elite.
You. That's it.
Reptilian type of being, kind of like Satan is. It's from Titan.
Titan, one of the artificial moons of Saturn, right?
Right. Uh huh. It's the main moon of Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main moons. The biggest one.
Saturn. Have you ever seen the book, the Ring Keepers of Saturn, or something like that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing to me. How we've got images of these things that go around and service the rings around Saturn. It's like the trash crew, you know? Every so many thousands of years, here they come, and they make sure the rings are complete and all. Like, who are these things? What are they? Where do they come from? You know? One of those things they just keep from us.
So, well, I mean, you can kind of, if you think about it hard enough, you can imagine why those rings are there, why they stay in place.
Uh-huh.
It's because of the frequency that Saturn puts out, and yes, there is something in the rings, but the main thing is the composition of the rings. Now, I was told that in times. Mm-hmm. I mean, millions of years ago,
right?
When all these wars were happening in the galaxy, when this part of the galaxy got invaded by interdimensional. I'm going to say the word.
Go ahead.
By other gods,
mm-hmm.
besides the one that we know,
right?
Right.
I'm gonna have to put a disclaimer on and say gods and with a little G.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can do that if you
okay.
want to. Yeah, that'll be fine.
I feel better. About
that'll
that.
Be pretty descriptive.
Thank you.
And that was one of the planets that they occupied. Saturn was. And that whole system in times BC, millions of years ago, was a weapon. And it got destroyed.
Weapons. Everything's a weapon. It got destroyed. So what are the rings? Debris?
Yes, it's debris.
From the destruction from the war.
From the destruction of the weapon.
How about that? Yeah, I guess that. That's a pretty good guess. I'm beginning, you're rubbing off on me, Postman. I'm beginning to understand some of this stuff a little better. Wow. So, redemption draws nigh. What's amazing to me is Enoch says the evil will be taken off this planet, yet the Baptists say the good people will be taken off this planet vis-a-vis the rapture. So that's interesting. Is the rapture a setup?
You know,
it makes you wonder.
I had a friend of mine tell me that that don't mention this on air because all you're going to do is confuse them.
Okay. But it's up to you.
All right. Since you said that, Terry, Since you said that, Terry Adams.
Yeah, blame it on me. Go ahead.
I'm going to say it.
Okay. How dare you?
Now, when you read everything in the book of Revelation, when you read everything that John said he saw,
mm-hmm.
all right,
mm-hmm.
now, what actually makes you think that all these events were concurrent? Think about it.
I know I thought they happened in the order he saw them, but there's no telling the difference in time, you know, the amount of time between their occurring. I guess there's nothing that says they have to happen in that particular order.
Since we're living in the last days.
Yes, we are.
All right. Now, do you actually think that all those events that John saw will happen within a 7-year period?
Wow.
Do you think Earth will get refurbished well enough for our Creator to come live here?
No. I don't see how.
All right. Think about the destruction that's associated with him setting up his mount here on the Earth. Of course, we've read in the Book of Enoch that Archangel Michael told Enoch that those seven mountains that's on this particular place, which we believe is Antarctica, is going to be the mountain that's in the middle, the tallest one, is going to be the foundation for the house of God.
Okay.
And think about it. In the Book of Revelation, where it talks about John said he saw a mountain
right
on fire, and it fell to earth.
Right.
Now, I don't know if it's 100%, but 100% sure, but that could very well be the foundation for the house of God. Now, do you actually believe? Because he's coming here to live. He's coming here to live with his creation.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
He's coming. And he's got to have somewhere to live.
Now, we're talking about the God, right?
Right.
The Creator.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah,
all caps
creator.
All
right.
The time. The God, the
mm-hmm.
man.
Yeah.
Or the deity, whatever.
Right.
Wow. That's going to be interesting because we can't even look at him.
Now, do you actually believe all that will happen in a 7-year period, the Earth will get refurbished?
I don't see how.
No.
But we're going to be here. It's going to take a lot longer than 7 years. What I was going to say was, if we're not here and we're wherever he's from, then there's no time, then it really won't matter. But if we're here, like Enoch says we will be, then yeah, it's going to take hundreds of years, isn't it?
Well, remember now, his son's supposed to come here first, set up his kingdom. His kingdom's supposed to last 1,000 years. Think about it.
Right.
All right. Now, what he's going to do, he's coming here to prepare the place for his father to come.
That makes
sense. He's already prepared a place for us. Now, think about this. Do you actually believe that the Holy City is coming the first time, actually when Jesus Christ comes back?
No.
All right. That Holy City will probably show up after the 1,000-year reign. Yeah. After the 1,000-year reign, and it will hover over the planet. It'll be somewhere between 1,400 miles to 1,500 miles square.
Wow.
So, I mean, think about it. With
it
12 floors, 12 floors, 12 gates, and a stone for every floor, a different stone, different precious stone. All right. Now, then the earth will be refurbished. It will be sent back to the void phase. Everything that man has created will be destroyed.
While we're in
the celestial city.
That makes sense.